Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to America's Grassroots Patriots on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Wilson. My co-host, Casey, will not be attending us tonight. She has personal things going on. So I'll be hosting tonight for 1 hour. We've been trying to find a way to get things going to try to unite the Patriot movement and try to help people wake up. This country is doing extremely bad. The economy's bad. And so much divide between the American people, with the race wars, with the police against the public, public against the police, our police being militarized. I mean, there's just so many things that are happening in this country right now, and people, they don't see what's going on because they're distracted. And it's part of the government's plan, which is called Mastering the Human Domain. And they figured out that if you keep people occupied by giving them technologies like the phones, the iPhone 5 and all that crap, PlayStation, Nintendo, the games that you see on Facebook constantly, you know, they figured out, keep the people busy. If you keep their heads down long enough, they won't see what's happening around them. And when people are constantly just sitting there playing their games and texting and stuff, they're not looking up. Because if they looked up, they would see everything around them that's wrong. They would see the changes in life. They would, if you think about it, really, they would see the changes in their life that they haven't realized because they're busy. You know, they've made the cost of living so impossible that parents, you know, have to work two or three jobs and not able to attend, you know, to their kids' needs, making sure they're doing their homeworks. You know, they're eating the proper meals, they're studying, doing after school activities. Parents are working two, sometimes three jobs. And who's there to attend to the kids? No one but the government. So the kids are left out in the street. They're running around, hanging out, thinking that they're gangsters, they're hoodlums. You know, where they have all these open opportunities to rob and steal and inflict harm on the innocent, on the hardworking people, the elderly. excuse me. I mean, it's a shame. And this is what the government has been doing. Now, we're working. The kids are hanging out. We're trying to make ends meet to pay the rent, keep the lights on, and food on the table. Clothes on our feet, you know, clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. And it's not happening. It's just getting harder and harder and harder. Now, they're not only are they keeping us distracted from seeing what's happening, they're poisoning our food and water. You know, everything that we drink now, including our medication right now, has fluoride in it. And fluoride keeps you dumbfounded. Hitler did that with the population. That's how he was able to conquer the Jews. He kept feeding them fluoride, and started dumbfounding them. And eventually he got to the point where he took the police, he militarized them, which is what America's doing with our police officers now, which, by the way, they're not police officers. They are police men and police women. Another part of the Mastering Human Domain. But after Hitler militarized the police, then went and he took the guns away from the Jews and promised them a better life, no crimes, no that nonsense. after he disarmed them, he sent the military to collect all the Jews, threw them into buses, trucks, trains, and took them where? To a concentration camp. Right now, because this is America, and we have our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that forbids things like this happening, because the power is in the people, not in the government, because the government works for the people. We, in reality, make the laws. They pass them and they enforce them and so on. But you can't sit there and you can't pay attention to what's happening. You have to pay attention, because right now, President Obama, Nancy Pelosi, you name them, all in Congress, they're all after our Second Amendment, and they want to take away our guns, because they know that once they take away our guns, they'll take away the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. How will we stand up and take a stand against this if we're not armed, which our founding fathers fought for our freedoms? They left us the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they told us we have to be able to meet firepower to firepower. This is why the Second Amendment is there. It's not for hunting. It's not for fishing. Some people, I don't know, they use firearms to catch fish. I mean, I don't know. But we're supposed to have equal firepower. Not nuclear, not tanks, not bazookas. You know, M16 versus M16, AR against AR, Uzi against Uzi, that type of firepower. But it's not happening, because throughout the years, they have been taking away our rights. We went from a country of every person, every home having a firearm on them in their homes, to now having to apply for a permit, which is a permission to be able to carry. And that's clearly not what the Second Amendment says. You have the right to bear arms. We all do. Every single one of you, you know, but the government they just keep taking away and taking away from us, and we're letting them. We have so many false flags that are happening. You know, 9/11, of course, we all know it's proven documents. We were attacked, but it was done by the inside. They knew this was coming, but that was the only way they were going to get the Patriot Act approved. Thanks, Bush. The Patriot Act was just a doorway, alleged, because it's still unconstitutional. It was a doorway for them to make the American people think that it's legal now for them to spy on us. But because of the Patriot movement and several senators who do stick to their oath to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and a lot of pressure from the NRA, Gun Rights for America, and so on, they had to back down. So, I mean, they're still doing the spying. They're still listening to our conversations on the phone, reading our text messages, our email. They have the capability of just turning on our microphone on our phones, either while we're sleeping or awake, and listen to everything that we're doing, or listening to a snore, or listening to you and your wife or your girlfriend having intercourse. You know, they also have the capability of turning on your camera. Turning on your camera allows them to see what you're doing. So here you are with a 13, 14-year-old daughter, even your wife, standing in front of their room, their phone, changing their clothes. Again, just came out the shower. Now you have someone sitting there on the other side of your camera watching this. You know, this violates your Fourth Amendment rights. Congress knows this, and they still allow it. When you sit there and you think about it, if you know this is illegal and it's against the Constitution, why are you allowing it? Well, let's look at what they have as proof. You have a lot of these Congress members who love their pockets lined up with cash. You have Congress members who are out there doing illegal things, prostitution, gambling, drugs, you name it. So the NSA has all of this evidence and data on them. So what are they doing? They're blackmailing them. And it's not just blackmailing the Congress members, they're blackmailing the judges, the lawyers, law enforcement, military personnel, you name it. This is what they're doing with the data that they're collecting on us. This is just a mess. Now, they're taking this information, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but they take these information, even for the criminals who are out there selling drugs, for instance. They take this evidence, an illegal evidence, and they pass it forward to the law enforcement, the DA's office. Well, now they come, they open up a case. They'll come pick you up, arrest you, of course, with evidence and stuff, but they won't present to the judge how did they get this tip. Because they know that if they expose the truth, that we got it from the NSA, the NSA got it illegally. No warrants, no probable cause. So even the criminals got their rights violated by the NSA, our government. So what the government did now is that they passed a bill. I can't remember the number, but they passed a bill giving the authorization to private companies to do the spying. So now all the NSA has to do is say, I need the data on this individual, and the private company will come and they'll give it to them. Now, what does the government say? Oh, we didn't listen to your conversations. We didn't violate your Fourth Amendment. It was dumb. It's just corruption after corruption after corruption. You know, and people, you need to wake up. You really do. You know, if I can come from a life of crime and a life of street, of the street life, robbing, stealing, you name it, okay? So where am I today as a law-abiding citizen, public servant, and a patriot? If I can do that, why can't you? Why can't you change your path to do what's right? You know, this country is literally going down the drain. And people don't take a stand. You know, you don't realize that the government has been taken over by the elite, which are the bankers, the Rothschilds, Bilderbergs, the Koch brothers, you name it. They're called the elite. And they have promised the government an open credit card, unlimited. The government is always greedy for money. So what do? They take this credit card and they spend. Swipe, 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 swipe. Millions and millions of dollars. Now, America can't afford to pay this money back. I believe we collect about $17, $18 trillion a year from the taxpayers. And that money goes just to pay the interest on the loan. Just the interest. So we're never paying back this debt. And the bankers know that. The bankers, they're banks. They're a business. Their business is lending. So they go to other countries. They do the same thing there. Here's an unlimited credit card. And here's the government from that country. Spend, 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 spend all the time. We get into debt. Look what happened to Cyprus. Cyprus, they called it a bank holiday, where the bank shut down over the weekend. Told them we have updating our system. I believe it was, or maybe it was technical difficulty. Can't remember. But they came Monday, people went back to the bank. The bank told the people, you want your money, you have to be willing to give us, I think it was 17, 16% to 18% at the time. And they said, think about it. We'll be back on Friday. Friday came, the bank turned around and told the people, we want 46% of your money. Cyprus didn't have a choice because the banks told them, if you don't agree, we take it all. So the people had to agree. Then the bank plan opened up, but only allowed them to take out a small amount of money per day because they knew that the people were going to go withdraw all of their money and close their accounts. Bank cannot operate without money. So this was Cyprus. And they still, the economy is terrible over there. Now they went over to another country. And they did the same thing there. You know, this is their strategy. If you have a safety deposit box, you're not going to be able to get it. Here in America, I tell this to people in the United States, I tell them, if you go to the bank right now and you try to withdraw $5,000 out of your bank account, one day the government sent a letter to the banks telling them that if anyone is withdrawing the amount of $5,000 or more, they are to call the police on them. And when the police comes, they take the money and they check it for drugs. Of course, we all know that money has drugs on it, drug residue, cocaine, dope, whatever it is. They'll confiscate your money. They'll get you for money laundering, whatever bogus charge they'll come up with, but you'll lose your money, okay? This system is corrupted and it's bad. If you have your safety deposit box, you're not going to get it back. Once this economy collapsed, which people don't know, and Obama did sign an executive order authorizing the banks to take money out of your bank account. Totally illegal, your money. They're not supposed to tell you what you can and cannot do with it. You work for it, it's yours. Not to mention you pay taxes, which is another corruption. This is a whole nother ball game. But these bankers, this was destroying this planet. We're overseas in other countries fighting wars that has nothing to do with our freedom. What does it have to do with money? So all it is all about money. These countries like Iraq wanted to sell the oil without using the dollar. Went to war. Took over the country and put in a puppet president that will put the banking system in there and will do as he's told. Same thing's happening in Ukraine. Spend millions of dollars to start a riot over there to get the president out. Because the elite paid millions and millions of dollars for Ukraine. And it backfired. They only got a portion of it. The other portion went back to Russia. So now that's why Ukraine is at war. But that's not what the Rothschilds paid for. They paid for the whole Ukraine, not a portion of it. But they still put their puppet president in there. Putin, because president of Russia, came back. And our government is telling us that, oh, Russia invaded. And they haven't. I mean, there's so many mixed stories that are going around. And we're never going to be told the truth. I'll tell you why. Because our media is paid and bought for. Our media is also being threatened and blackmailed. You have, I think it's 7 people who own the newspapers and the news channels. And the very same people happen to be in the elite. So now the news can only report what their bosses tell them. But Obama did sign an executive order telling that the media are only allowed to report what the president allows, which is the White House. So media is like kind of caught, but they also promised, you know, job opportunities, like being an anchor, crap like that. They just don't care. They don't care about the American people. They don't care about the innocent people in these other countries. They care about money. They are the worst scum on the earth. And we're just letting them get away with it. I can't sit here and say why. Why are we doing this? Because I know the answer. Because we're dumbfounded by all the fluoride and chemicals in our drinking water, all the GMO in our food, all the entertainment that they're putting into our hands. Of course, I know why. But what can I do about it? I'll tell you what. This is what I'm doing about it. I took my time. Took a little bit of money that I don't have. And I opened up this radio station. Opened it up with a prayer and a dream to wake my fellow brothers and sisters so that they can see what's going on and see the dangers that we're in. Sometimes when I talk to people and they say, oh, everything's fine. What are you talking about? You know, let them do what they want. And I look at them and I say, you don't care what happens to America or the future, because you already lived your life. But what about your kids? Your kids' kids, which happen to be your grandchildren. What about your grandchildren's children and their children? The future of America. What's going to happen to them? Are they going to be the ones to sit there and talk about rumors of how America was once a free nation? Is that any fair? Because our parents left us a country, a free country, with all the riches and all the goods. Of course, you have to be able to afford it. And education these days aren't really doing it. Jobs are being cut like crazy. The economy is shot. I'm pretty sure you aren't even aware about the economy. How the housing market is a bubble. All the loans is a bubble. Student loan is a bubble. Businesses are collapsing. Massive layoffs. Yeah, here's the White House and the media reporting now. Unemployment rates are just fell below 5%. Really? What happened to all those people that were collecting unemployment that ran out and can't reapply for it because you only get what? Maybe 13, 14 months out of unemployment? And you can't find a job? Can't feed your kids? Can't pay your rent. So what happens? You become homeless. And then what? So they don't count them anymore once their unemployment runs out. They don't count them. They turn around and I'm pretty sure you heard it on the news. Oh, these are people that just didn't want to get another job. They didn't care about paying their bills or about eating. This is the nonsense and the crap that they feed us. And we buy it. We buy it. We accept it. Why? Because our government will never lie to us. They will never do anything to harm us. But did you know that in the late 1950s and the 1960s, our military would go up on the rooftops of the big cities like New York and release chemicals on the American people down below, using us as guinea pigs? I bet you know about no one knew that. See, I changed my life around. I got out of the ghetto to seek a better life, better opportunities. And I found it. But to find out that that life is only hanging on a string because we're about to lose it. And I love the life I have, but I have to fight for it. It's the only thing that can be done. You know, when you sit there and you live in a certain way and you're enjoying your life, and it turns out that it's only temporarily, Mr. Wilson. We have a better life for you. Well, better life is there. Go to work, 8 hours, come home, see your family, eat your dinner, relax, wash up, get ready for bed to repeat it the next day. Payday comes, your money's gone. Where did it go? Taxes. An IRS agency department that's not even government. It's a private company. And a lot of you didn't even know that. Everyone for so many years grew up thinking this is a government agency, and it's not. The IRS is owned by the elite. Those are their collection agencies. And they'll collect whatever money you owe them by any means necessary. Do research and you'll see what I'm talking about. Did you know that every time a child is born, the doctors come and they give you that birth certificate for you to sign? On that birth certificate comes with a serial number. And when the parents sign on it, they're handing over their child to the government, to the bankers. You're born a slave. You're born in debt. All the way until you no longer are able to work. So every payday comes, take a nice chunk of your paycheck. Meanwhile, you go home and you try to make it to pay your bills, to feed your family, pay your rent, your light, your cable, your cell phone, because now with today's technology, everybody has a cell phone, even people on public assistance. And I don't even get a thank you for that. But this is the corruption that's happening. You know, the elite, their intentions and their plans is for depopulation. I don't know if you're aware of this. JP Morgan also happens to be one of them. Yeah, and they own the bank system. So there you go. JP Morgan, as a matter of fact, if you do your research, you'll see that JP Morgan was working with Hitler, financed the wars for Hitler. This is how far back, and it goes even further than that with JP Morgan. You know, they claim that there's too many people on this planet. We need to drop it down to 500 million on the planet. Then they have people like Bill Gates, who had a laboratory in Africa where they invented the AIDS. They invented herpes. And a lot of diseases that we have and we're dying from and it's destroying us comes from the Bill Gates Foundation. They were taking the African people from Africa and they were experimenting on them. And in return, they were promising them money and you know, housing and stuff, you know, nonsense things, which they really, really didn't get to see. But they were taking them and experimenting on them with these viruses. And they've been dying by the thousands for many years. But believe it or not, Africa finally woke up and took a stand against it. That they attacked one of the laboratories and they had to hightail it out of there, because if not, they would have been killed. So good going, Africa, you took a stand. You know, Bill Gates right now, you know, they like California, for instance, passed a bill making it mandatory for for kids to be vaccinated. And then they took it one step further and they passed another bill for the adults to be vaccinated. The vaccines that they're giving us, which the media is hiding from us, and so is the government, it's been a couple of thousand people that have died from it. And they don't want us to know this. Those vaccines, they attack our bodies, our immune system. That's why when you go for like your flu shots, you get sick. And people couldn't figure that out. But in reality, the flu vaccine, what it does is that it weakens your immune system. So it's not strong enough to fight off viruses and stuff that you get. So that's why we end up with the common cold. Excuse me. And my cough isn't because I'm sick, it's because I'm a smoker. So forgive me. They make us sick. And now they're forcing us to get these vaccines. And they're not good for us. People didn't even bother to take a stand and fight against this. They're sitting there and they're allowing it to happen, which violates your constitutional right to choose. You don't have to get these vaccines. You don't have to. It's your right. Now, before they used to say, oh, your religion, because of your religion, you can opt out. Not anymore. You're being forced into it. You know? There's so many unconstitutional executive orders that Obama has passed. So many of them. Hey, look at, for instance, the martial law. During peace times or war times, they have the right to take away our drinking water, our electricity, our food, our public transportation, our own personal cars, our homes. So these executive orders, they can take everything away from us and take your money. They don't want you to be aware of what's happening. They don't want you to be prepared. A lot of these people have been getting arrested for living off the grid. People who didn't have their plumbing connected to the system, their light connected to the system. There's been several people that's been arrested for living off the grid. They want you dependent on them. Just like people on welfare dependent on that on those benefits. Was it twice a month, once every 2 weeks? So this is how they want us to live. They want us dependent on them. Here's an example, 9/11, when those towers came down. What was the first thing the people did? They wanted to go to war because of that attack. And what did the government do? They said, well, if you want us to do something, because the American people, they go to them and says, Congress, what are you going to do? So they turned around and said, if you want us to do something, then you have to be willing to give up some of your freedoms. People didn't pay mind to it. They were just thinking of revenge. But the people agreed. Here comes the Patriot Act. Here comes the NSA and the spying. But the spying has been going on way before that. Patriot Act just allegedly made it legal. It's not. So, you know, there's so much that is happening. You know, right now, I've been telling people, you know, they're getting ready to tax us. Every mile we put in our cars, they look at me and say, we need to see a shrink. And I laugh at them. Told them this last year. They didn't want to believe me. So what did they do? It's about 2 or 3 states right now that are running this, charging people by the mile. You know, and this is part of the banking system. By the way, if you really want to know what the true agenda is, you can look up Agenda 21. A lot of people look at me when I told them this, and they're like, Agenda 21? I say, yeah, look it up, Agenda 21. Spell it just the way it sounds. And when they looked it up, their mouth drops. All this that's happening to the United States is because of the UN. we need to pull away from the UN. Because of the UN, there's been people who have been barbecuing in their backyard. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen this on the internet, especially on Facebook, not Facebook, but Facebook. They received a summons because they couldn't control the barbecue smell from their backyard from going to their neighbor's house. Really? There's been a few people who have gotten tickets for parking their cars on their own driveway. It's unbelievable how stupid our government has gotten. And it's not all of them. We do have some good guys. But what are they doing? They're letting them go, forcing them into retirement with the threat that if you ever release confidential information, you will be in prison and your retirement money is gone. And these are top generals. And they were, because they were asked, would you fire on the American people? Imagine you're there, you're a top general in the military. And he comes, President Obama. Let me ask you something. Yes, sir. If I told you, the American people, would you do it? Imagine what would run through your mind. Like, what the fuck? This is what happened. And you can research it. Testimony after testimony from these top generals who told the truth. People, you need to understand our government, our president, has committed treason. It's crazy. And they're getting away with it. You know, they're going to continue. Right now, you know, their goal is to militarize our police, put them under the military, which is going to be taking orders from FEMA. And DHS, and I tell this to officers too, and they don't believe it. But then when you question them about their uniforms, why is your uniform looking more and more military? Why are you driving these MRAPs in the streets? Why are you carrying dangerous hollow point ammo? You know, and they like to look at you. I had one say to me, you know, I never thought about that. I said, yeah. And I said, I know you go for training at least once a year, especially for firearm training. But I said, on your training, have you ever noticed that it's getting more harsh, more authorization, where it's more physical than your normal put your hands on the wall, get on the ground type of thing? And the guy tells me, yeah. See, we don't pay attention to these things. This is why these things are happening. Because we're not watching. We're not paying attention. The elite wants to eliminate about 92% of population. So they're doing it by giving us fluoride, putting bleach and stuff. Yeah, some of these things you need to purify the water. But when you rinse your mouth with mouthwash, says fluoride, do not swallow. When you brush your teeth, says fluoride, do not swallow. But we're drinking it. We're drinking it. And we're eating it. Taking medications with it. They have gotten to the point where we're not as healthy as we should be because of all these chemicals that we're putting into our system. These chemicals are dangerous. Corn is the number one ingredient for GMO. Soybeans. And now, which the media brushed under the table, it was a report that was released several months ago about how we're eating genetically monitored food, cows. Cows aren't healthy. They're feeding them the crap. And these things, you know, they're giving it to our animals, and our animals are eating them like crazy. So they're not even nutrition. They're sitting there and they're feeding it to them, and the cows are eating it. Cow milk doesn't have any vitamins or anything in it. It's not healthy. That. So what are we doing? You know, we're suffering. We're paying the price for our negligence on paying attention. So, people, you need to wake up, and you need to help save this country. You really do. You know, we have a lot of good people out there who are patriots, who are in the militias, but they're having a hard time themselves trying to organize because of the corruption, because of the lies. You know, government put a lot of trolls out there into the militia world, in which the Second Amendment clearly states that you are the militia. American people are the militias of the United States. And these trolls, when you try to fight them, to spread rumors saying that you're a government agent, stay away from him. And the militias panic. They panic if they stay away from them. And we have good people who want to put an end to this and stop it. Stop all this tyranny that's happening. And they can't, because they can't unite. You know, our founding fathers had a hard time too. They really did. You know, they wanted to take a stand against the king and his army. People laughed. That's the king's knights, the killers. And our founding fathers know this, just like we know it. And they still, 3% of them still took the stand. You know, after the people saw that the 3% was winning, they decided to join. And that's what it's going to take for the people to finally wake up. You know, that's when people are going to sit there, and a lot of them won't do this to fight for our freedom or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. A lot of people are going to do this because they want to kill, they want to hurt people. It's a free day to go on a killing spree and robbing people. You know, we know what's going to happen. There is a revolution coming. There is. Don't know when, but there is, because the people are tired. People are tired of waiting for other people to wake up. And right now the government is going after all of our veterans, trying to disarm them, trying to say that because they have MS and PTSD, whatever you call that disease, post-traumatic syndrome, they're not allowed to own a firearm. And if you can't pay your bills on your own, like let's say your wife pays it, take your firearms away because you're incompetent now. Go figure. Because I couldn't pay my cell phone, I asked my wife to do it. You want to take my guns away? They are trying everything and everything that they possibly can to disarm the American people. And if we allow them to do this, we will lose our freedom. We will lose our rights. This is why it's important for everyone to exercise the Second Amendment. A permit is a permission slip. That's all it is. Our founding fathers made sure that they put those words and not be infringed. Meaning that there's no exceptions. everyone has a right to bear arms because they knew that the government will once again go tyrannical. And here we are, August 17, 2015, what are we facing? Tyrannical government. So by all means, I don't hate my government. I love my government. I love my country. I love my freedom. I love my rights. What I don't love is the corruption, the lies, the hidden agendas, and how they signed over America to the bankers. Those are our real problems, the bankers. There was a country, I'm trying to remember the name, not Cyprus. There was another one that's going through the same similarity that Cyprus did, but they locked up all of their bankers, wiped away the debt, started fresh, and their economy is booming. But ours is just dying. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that we never recovered from 2008 crash. We're in a depression. We just don't know it or realize it because the government hasn't announced it. So this is what's happening. When you get paid now, every payday, something. Money that belongs to you, believe it or not. It's money that belongs to your grandchildren's children. It's their money that we're throwing away. We're broke. And yet, we have millions and millions of dollars sent to foreign countries. So we're borrowing from the bank to give away. And then it's up to the taxpayers to pay that money back. In which we can't. Day's gonna come when the lights go out. Day's gonna come when the water stops running. The deliveries stop. There's no gas. It's nothing. What's going to happen? What are you going to do to prepare yourself for this? It's coming. And you have a family. You have elderly who are neighbors and stuff who can't take care of themselves. What are you going to do to make sure that your family has food and water, medication, hygiene things? Do you have them prepared? I mean, we just had, what it was, a Hurricane Sandy a couple of years ago, but we had no lights, no nothing, no gas, no nothing. And people were online fighting just for a little bit of gas for their generators and stuff. You can avoid all of this. Very simple. Just stock up. Stock up on bottled water. Stock up on canned food and arm yourself because there's going to be a lot of hungry people who fail to prepare. It's going to come to your home and threaten you and yours to take what you have so that they can eat. And when this time comes, can't even depend on your brothers and your sisters, on your family, on your neighbors. They're going to be hungry too. And all you have to do is prepare. You got to keep in mind, the government wants you dependent on them. If you don't have food, you don't have water, and you're sick, you have no choice but to go to the government. Keep in mind, there won't be no hospitals. There won't be police either. Not for a while. So in the meantime, you're going to have to go to the government for help. And this is what they want. The Obamacare. We have 9 minutes left for this show. the Obamacare. People didn't realize this because Congress didn't bother to read it. Rand Paul read it. Ted Cruz didn't read it. 2,007 pages. And out of those 2,007 pages, 7 pages of it in Obamacare talks about the RFID chip. And when you sign for Obamacare, you don't even realize this, but you're agreeing to be microchipped. I'm a Christian. I don't know about you, but the RFID chip is the mark of the beast, whether it's on your right hand or your forehead. And this is what you're signing to on Obamacare. Obamacare also, after the age of 65, they want the doctors to stop treating you because now you just became an expense. So we're only good as long as we're able to work and pay taxes. But once we're no longer able to do that, they don't have any use for us. The debt gets passed on to the next person. This country is not what it used to be. We're no longer the United States of America. We are now the United States of America Corporation. So we're owned by the corporate, the elite, the bankers. So we need to wake up. We need to take a stand and put an end to this. By all means, I'm not telling you to go out there and start beating the government up and stuff like that. I'm not telling you to go riot. But we need to take a stand and let our voices be heard. Arms is the last resort. And if we don't take a stand together and voice our opinions and how we feel and let them know that we're against this and we want to stop, it's going to lead to a revolution. And there's no turning back from that. We're about to go to war with China and Russia, possibly North Korea. Russia and China, that's not Iraq. But they have tanks and bazookas and stuff. Russia and China, these are countries just like us with nuclear capability. So take things serious. If I can wake up from the life that I had to where I'm at today, you can do it too. And while you're waking yourself up, hating yourself, help wake up another person. This is a chain reaction. Don't break the link. Educate yourself. Help educate others and have them educate others. I mean, we're waking up. We are waking up. But it's not enough to put a stop to this before things go really dark. So the technology you have is going to come where it's gone, empty. It's off. That's it. No more Fed book. No more Candy Crush, Farm Bill. No more TV. No nothing. Going to be standing in the dark at night with no light except from the moon. Listening to people screaming, gunshots. Don't get it twisted. Times like this, there will be raping women and children. Just a whole other ball game. There won't be no law, no government. And this is what they want. They want us to start killing each other. This is why they're starting these racial wars. They want us to kill each other so that when they finally come, send in their military, it'll be less people that they will have to fight. We have to avoid all of this. And the only way to avoid it is by waking up, take a stand. It's the only way. You know, me and people like me who try to educate others, do radio shows, YouTube videos, you know, things like that. Even posting on Facebook draws attention to us. We get on a watch list. That watch list, they monitor everything that we say and do. They come to our homes, they start collecting us. They call us domestic terrorists. Our own government calling us domestic terrorists because we don't approve of what they're doing. Committing genocide, in my opinion. They're doing it in other countries. They're doing it here by letting our veterans die. Veterans who took an oath to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, our freedoms from foreign and domestic enemies, and our government is letting them die. Every hour, you wouldn't believe the numbers of how many veterans are committing suicide because they have no help. They take away their benefits, they deny them treatment, they die. And it was a scandal, and it came out, finally. What happened to it? It was brushed under the rug with everything else. And the people see this, and they forget about it. Ever notice how much of a hard time you have trying to think, remember things? You know, now you know why. It's just a matter of time. You know, I don't want to sit here and sound like I wear a tinfoil hat like my brother told me. You know, I don't want to sit here and preach like that to you. I'm not Alex Jones, Geraldo. Can't stand that guy. But this is me. I operate from my home. I'm not in a studio with fancy equipment or anything. Me, my tablet, and my cell phone. Here trying to wake you up, but in my life, my future, my family's life, and their future, stake here. As always, remember, freedom is not free. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time. So keep that in mind. And tune in next week. Well, actually this week at Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. I'll do another show. Hopefully my co-host will be with me. But love your country. Love your flag. Love thy neighbor. And love God. Keep the faith up. We can do this. All we need is 3%. And those 3% can make a big difference. Ladies and gentlemen, I have about 50 seconds left. I thank you for tuning in to America's Grassroots Patriots on Block Talk Radio. I hope you come back again, and next time we'll give a call number and probably take a few questions. Until then, God bless America. God bless the Constitution. God bless the Patriots. Malone Labe. Peace.